The opinions expressed on this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos
with Riley
and Emma. Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 4, Episode
2?
2?
2.
2 and 3, technically, because this is going to be a two-parter. We had some difficulties recording yesterday when we were supposed to be recording Episode 2. Today we were supposed to be recording just Episode 3, but we had a little bit of an issue.
An emergency.
A little bit of an emergency yesterday. If you saw our Instagram story, you'll know that Riley fully believed that she was pickpocketed.
It was quite traumatic.
It was.
It was a lot.
So basically how this episode's going to work is we're going to talk for 20 minutes and then we'll sort of wrap it up and then we'll come back in for part two, which will be released next week.
Yeah.
So for the pickpocket story, I want to tell it from my view, and then I really want to hear it from your view.
Okay.
I've already heard it from your view, but it's funny from both sides. So first of all, my commute to get to campus to record yesterday was awful. So bad, so slow. Everything was taking forever. I finally get to campus. I was 5 minutes late, actually, for our recording. And as I'm walking...
The longest 5 minutes of my life.
Yeah, it was. As I'm walking in to the building, Riley is storming out. And she's like, oh, there you are. Like, I was looking for you. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, we're not recording today. My first thought was that the building was on fire. This was how Riley was storming out of this building. Like, I seriously thought the building was on fire or, like, the studio had blown up or something. I don't know. And she goes, I was pickpocketed.
Oh, my God.
I thought, when she first said that, I thought, oh, my gosh, like, her wallet was stolen or something. And no, it was her phone. And then it actually made sense because I had texted her, like, an hour earlier. And it's kind of strange if you don't text me back.
Yeah.
And I think I said something about how I was going to be 5 minutes late or something because of my commute and you didn't respond. So I thought you were, like, mad at me for being 5 minutes late. And then you realized that your phone was gone. So anyways, Riley gets my phone. My phone actually was dying in the cold.
Yeah.
So we plugged my phone into Riley's portable charger.
Thank God I had the portable charger.
Thank God you did. And I was actually going to tell you this last night because I remembered this last night, but you get on the phone, you call your dad off my phone, and you go, I was pickpocketed. And I can hear your dad on the other end of the phone, and he's like, so you lost it. And you were like, no, it was stolen. You were so, like, dramatic about it. It was so funny. So we go back to H&M, which is the last place you had your phone.
Yeah, I told you. I'm like, we're going back to H&M.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go look. And then I said, then you're finding me the nearest Telus.
Yeah, yeah. Because we thought that you were going to have to cancel your phone, like, turn your phone off. Because phone nowadays have your Apple Wallet on it.
Yeah,
like,
it has everything.
Have everything on, all your information. So we went back to H&M. And while Riley is calling her dad, her mom is Instagram DMing me. And Riley had left her mom's phone number with the staff at H&M.
Yeah, I left it on, like, every floor of H&M.
Because I
was in the change room when I realized it was gone.
Yeah.
And I was coming out and my headphone, my, like, AirPods started, like, going all weird. And then it cut out.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold up, what's going on here? Where's my phone? And it...
Well, actually, we missed a part. When we walked into H&M, I clued in. I was like, I actually have your location.
Yes. Yeah. So and then we found where it was, and it was there. Well, we thought it was at Joey's.
Yeah, we looked in. It looked like it was on Joey's, and Riley was about to storm into Joey's.
I was going to find whoever it was.
Yeah, it was so
We were
going
to get... Someone, well, Jazz has the ring on. I was going to contact her and get her to call it
because
Taylor would have started playing.
Yeah. Anyways, her H&M calls Riley's mom and says that they have it down in the kids department in H&M.
But your phone had died.
Yeah.
And then it came back on and then my dad calls again. And then I was like, oh, okay. So like, and he's like, H&M has your phone. He's like, mom's texted Emma and she's Instagrammed and done all this. And I'm like, okay, like her phone has died.
Yeah. My phone dies in the cold.
And he was not happy. Well, he messaged Conflicted Chaos at the end of the day saying he still felt sick.
Yeah. He was a nervous Nelly.
I think he found it worse. Like, I was, like, very stressed out. And
well, it's kind of the worst time to lose your phone because we're going to Vancouver in, like, 3 days.
To have it pickpocketed, not lose.
To have it pickpocketed.
I think I was pickpocketed in the change room still. And someone had a heart.
Someone had a good heart and returned it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so I left my number on every floor. I was searching everywhere. I went back and forth. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to, like, after I left my number, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to campus and hope that you were early. And what do you know, you weren't.
No.
So then I stormed back out of campus, and I think it was like 4:45, and I go to the hot dog man, because there's two ways to get into the school, or to get there. So I waited there. Because I was like, okay, I'm going to get her so she doesn't get too far. Because I figured if I went to Dundas, there was too many ways that you could have got out and I would have missed you. And then I was like, okay, no, she's not coming. So then I went to buy all the food trucks and I waited there. And then you still weren't there. And then I went and asked the lady, I said, do you know what time it is? And she says, it's 5:01. And I'm like, oh my God, I've missed you.
Yeah.
So I went running back to campus and you weren't there. But then I saw a friend. And then so I texted from our friends, and I'm like, I need to borrow your phone. I've been pickpocketed.
And I still have the text messages. We actually posted it on our story. And you were like, yo, it's Riley. Meet me at H&M at Dundas. My phone's been stolen.
And then, and then right after that, I was walking out, and you were right there. And I said, we're not recording today. No,
but I can just imagine you standing at the hot dog stand looking so sad. And alone. And Riley and I were thinking, we were like, what did we do before phones?
Yeah.
Like, we're freaking out. You have no way to contact me. Like, the world is about to end.
I know. What I'm like, I gotta start memorizing phone numbers.
Yeah. I have my parents' phone numbers memorized, but that's it.
That's it. Mine too. Well, because my mom was like, I don't know how H&M got my number. I'm like, no. I gave it to them.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even told her yet. So then she's getting like a weird call from them.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah.
And you forgot the part about how you almost got hit by a car.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was, like, in a daze, like, walking. Like, this is the first time I left H&M, and I thought that all of the crosswalk signs were on, and I walked. The crosswalk sign were not on.
Like, the diagonal one.
Yeah, the diagonal. It was almost a tragedy.
It was almost a tragedy.
I felt like I just, like, couldn't even see anything. Like, the world was, like,
it was truly ending.
Everything was spinning around. You know, like, you see those movies and they're, like, in Times Square and everything's zipping by them and they're just... That was me.
But, like, it's so true that everything is on your phone these days. Like, passwords, your credit card, debit card, everything.
That was what happened yesterday.
Terrible.
But I almost got hit by a car, but Emma also almost got hit by a car over the weekend.
I did.
It was... Was it, what kind of, yeah, it was like a big car too that was coming. Emma started walking when there was no.
No. The sign was on. He ran through a red light. He did.
He did actually.
He did.
Yeah.
He ran through a red light.
But she didn't look.
I usually always look, and this time I didn't.
And I yelled, Emma.
You were like, Emma, watch out.
And he's just coming. If she took one more step, she would have been.
I would have been a pancake.
Could you imagine
we
both got hit by cars in the same week?
That would not be good. That would really not be good. That was a fun day on Saturday. We went for brunch at Union. Riley took me to Union.
We went for breakfast sandwiches.
We did. That is Riley's favorite breakfast sandwich at Union. And we've been planning to go like 3 times, but the last 2 times have gotten canceled. So we finally went. It did live up to the hype. The breakfast sandwich did live up to the hype. And then we went to, Kensington to go thrift shopping to find some vintage wear for our premiere this upcoming weekend, and we did find some stuff, so that's good.
And we went to Emma's Pie in the Sky.
Oh, we did. I have always wanted to go to Wanda's Pie in the Sky. I love pie. Like, I don't really like cake, but pie, man, I have a whole pie tier list.
Where did Wanda's Pie in the Sky rank in the pie tier list?
So I had, I've never had banana cream pie before, and I saw this there, so I was like, I'm going to try banana cream pie. Riley hates bananas. I love bananas. The banana cream pie was good, but it's definitely not my favorite kind of pie. Pecan, I think, is still my favorite.
I thought coconut cream was the favorite.
No, pecan is the favorite. Coconut cream is up there, too. I feel like it's pecan, and then there's, like, 12 that come in second place.
Oh.
Yeah. It's hard to choose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does pecan pie, like, nutty?
It's pecans.
Just, like, yes. A mouthful
it's,
of pecans?
It's basically like a pecan butter tart. A giant pecan butter tart. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
What? Love a butter tart.
Oh, well, you and Belle get along quite this weekend because he always has butter tarts in the fridge.
Perfect. I performed at the Butter Tart Festival in Midland, Ontario.
I'm sorry.
On the street. What? Seriously. I busked.
A Butter Tart Festival?
I busked at the Midland Butter Tart Festival.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, it was very fun on the street.
That's amazing.
I'll show you
there's
some
a Butter Tart Festival in
yeah,
Toronto.
Yeah, there is. And it's, no, this one is in Toronto. This one's in Midland. So this
isn't
like,
Midland just up?
Yeah, like 2 hours north.
Oh, I thought it was like up the road.
No.
Midtown.
Midtown, that's Toronto. Midland is 2 hours north. But and there's a whole bunch of vendors all selling different kinds of butter tarts.
And what was your favorite butter tart?
Oh, I don't remember, but we came home with a lot. A lot. Yeah, we had butter tarts for days after that. Wow. But yeah, then we went vintage shopping. We went to probably every single vintage shop in Kensington Market.
Yeah, we did. Actually, yeah. There was one we missed, and when I went back to get the jersey, I found the one that I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
There was one I was trying to find.
Did you find anything good in there, though?
I didn't go in.
Oh, okay.
I got the jersey, and I left.
Yeah.
I got ripped off.
I know.
Price-wise.
So much money for that jersey.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's a cool jersey. Don't give it away.
No. Well, I should auction it off at the premiere.
Mm, that's true.
Who wants to wear something that I sweat in?
And then we had a spur of the moment idea to go to Public Gardens because we've talked about this actually before. I've always wanted to go, but I've never been. And I know some people that go right at 5. Like you told me to go right at 5, and I know other people that have gone right at 5 as well, and they've usually been fine to get in, especially if there's only two of them. But they said 2 hour wait.
Yeah, we were there at 4:45, and she's like, "It's gonna be two hours." I'm like, "I'm pretty sure she just didn't want us waiting in the foyer because
there is no foyer.
Yeah,
there's like nowhere to wait, which makes sense." But yeah, we weren't waiting 2 hours, so then we went to Cafe Renee, and it was actually good.
That was good.
Yeah. Did you have your leftover spicy vodka?
I did have my leftovers. Did you have your leftovers?
I did have my leftovers. I had carbonara.
Yes.
And it was really good.
Oh, and we had, like, Gruyere cheese sticks.
Yes, they
those
were good,
were
too.
Really good.
They were good, too.
And then it came with, like, the vodka sauce.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. And we went happy hour, too, so it was $10
espresso martinis. And then we checked something else off the bucket list.
We did.
We went to the Weed Chief Tavern.
We did. That's been on our bucket list for a bit. Toronto's oldest bar. And we went.
Yeah, it was
okay.
It was fine.
It was fine. It was a good time.
Yeah, they had Blue Moon, so Emma was thrilled.
Yep. Yep. And one of my friends actually got there 10 minutes after we left.
Well, that's just a shame.
I know. So,
but
yeah,
it was getting busy. And then there was live music that was like just started playing when we decided we were going to leave. We left at like 10.
We did. We should definitely try to go again like and actually be there for the band.
Yeah. Go later.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Horseshoe Tavern as well.
Yes,
Keith
I
Urban
have too.
Was there. Keith
yeah,
Urban was there.
He was. And Ryan Hurd was there last week.
I know.
We got to
Yeah, we do. We that. Definitely got to go.
Because a lot of them, like the Ryan Hurd one, it was like some like Nashville whiskey session.
Yeah, there's a couple people there.
And it was free, but it was like a lineup. And I was like, I don't want to go and stand in line for 2 hours in the freezing cold.
No. If it was the summer, that would be a different story, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Luke Bryan tickets. Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't.
Got Luke Bryan tickets for the
summer.
Where's
he going?
We're going to the Budweiser stage to see him. And Keith Urban tickets, we got them too. Keith Urban was definitely one of my favorite concerts.
And you could have just saw him for free at the Horseshoe.
I could have. Well, I think his cost money. His, I think I saw online they were $70 or around there.
Okay.
But they sold out in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I'm excited for that. And we have Riley Green coming up.
Yes, we do.
In a
month
today, actually. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Well, yeah, a month today. And today is the anniversary of my dead cat husband. No, it's his birthday. My dead cat husband.
He would have been 28.
Birthday, and he would have been 28 today.
Riley texted me
March,
this morning.
March 4th.
March 4th.
I did text you this morning. I sent you a picture of him on his 18th or his 15th birthday. So that was his last birthday.
Oh, so he was 15 when he passed away. That's pretty old for a cat.
Yeah. Well, he had IBS.
Oh. Just like his wife. Oh, goodness. I don't know why certain foods don't agree with you sometimes.
I think it's spice. I just don't think I can handle spice, and I love spice.
You're lactose too, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
But, like, most of the stuff I eat, though, now is, like, lactose-free.
Okay, good.
So, like, all, like, Greek yogurt and stuff, that's all lactose-free. Usually the cheese I have is lactose-free.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't drink milk.
I don't drink milk
and then,
either.
And then, like, in my coffee, I put oat milk in.
Yeah.
The only thing that's not, like, if I do have ice cream, but, like, I rarely will ever eat ice cream because of that.
Well, there's actually a lot of vegan ice creams now.
Yeah, and I've tried them, and they taste awful.
You don't like them? Oh, no. I like them. Actually, in Florida, have you ever been to Cold Stone or heard of Cold Stone?
Yeah.
They have, an ice cream made with silk, the almond milk. It's really good.
Huh.
It's actually really good. Yeah.
Well, Rocky Point ice cream has some vegan ones.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Oh, perfect.
But I want you to have the canine one.
The dog one?
Yeah.
Do you eat the dog one?
No.
Oh.
Stan would kill me.
So is he going to kill me?
Probably.
Oh, gosh.
If you have ice cream with him, he's going to want to bite.
Oh, gosh.
So don't get anything with chocolate in
What's
it.
What's your favorite flavor at Rocky Point?
I like plain chocolate or mint chocolate chip. I don't like flavors.
You don't like chocolate peanut butter?
No.
Although, what you had at Wanda's Pie in the Sky.
Yeah, it was like a peanut butter
mousse.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was too sweet.
Mm.
And I needed it to be like frozen.
Yeah, right? Because you only eat desserts if they're like rock solid frozen.
Because they're too sweet.
Yeah. What is it that you bought a tart or something from St. Lawrence Market and then you couldn't eat it right away?
Yeah. What tart was it? It was the same one that you
Custard
got.
Custard tart.
Yeah,
tart.
I needed to put it in the fridge for a couple of hours at the back of the fridge, so it was almost frozen.
Yeah, it was good. I ate it right away as soon as I bought the thing. What else have we been up to recently?
We went to a bodega. Speaking of desserts.
Bodega.
Yeah, we were going to this, it's called The Painted Lady, and for some live music a couple weeks ago. And Emma made us go into this bodega, and she got this. It was like the weirdest place I've ever been in.
Yeah, it was called weird.
I forget what it was, Ossington Bodega or something. And
it didn't look weird on the outside.
No,
it looked like a donut
shop.
Once
you go in and you get immersed in this, it's like there was these weird candies. There was clothes.
Yeah, there's a bit of everything.
And then Emma got donuts.
They were good though.
And they came with, like, the sauce on top. They were, like, these, like, tiny little donuts.
Yeah.
And, like, she looked kind of, like, shocked that we were getting donuts.
Yeah.
And then they had all of these flavors, like, on the wall. And then they're, like, we only have this flavor left.
Thank gosh it was white chocolate and not one of the weird flavors that was left.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were good, though. They were good. I shared them with Riley because I'm just super nice like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had one or two.
Yeah, they were good.
I was worried about food poisoning from there.
Yeah, I probably should have been worried about that too, but I was fine.
But we went to this bar called The Painted Lady, and there was this music playing.
Yeah.
And they were like, it was like heavy metal
yelling
into the microphones. And we went to the bathroom to like escape. Yeah. Well, they first off tried to charge us money to get in.
Yeah, but I don't know if we actually had to pay a cover.
I think
or
that they were
they
just
were
ripping
just
us
there
off. Yeah.
To see if people would actually pay.
Because we didn't pay.
No, because
we
there
were
was like
no.
There was like five people in there.
Yeah, and then we went downstairs, and I have the video, and you could just hear the music playing, and I think you go, can we go now?
Yeah, yeah. I was a bit uncomfy.
Well, we didn't even like look at, we went straight to the bathroom to plan like what our plan was.
Yeah.
And then we went to Sweaty Betty's.
We did. And that place was fun.
Yeah.
They have like an outdoor area, but it's heated during the winter. So we sat outside.
Yeah.
And we met up with one of our other friends and it was fun. That was awesome.
And the patio was sweaty.
Yeah. It was hot.
Yeah.
You were sweating.
I was in a t-shirt.
You were in a t-shirt. We met, there was a dog.
Oh my God. Yeah, there was a dog.
Lily.
Yeah.
Lily.
And I became friends with it.
And you did.
And I got all these pictures of me on my digital cam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Reading week was fun.
Yeah.
I was in Florida. And, well, Reading Week, we'll talk about it. For those who are listening to audio, Riley just looked at the time and was giving me the finger to wrap up. So, yeah, we're going to come back in part two next week to hear about, to talk about what we did in Reading Week and our upcoming trip this weekend. So,
bye.
See ya.